of over 20 volunteers on a humanitarian mission have delivered ambulances from Ireland to Uganda to support the critically ill and dying in East Africa. The convoy, organized by the Hope on Wheels organization, involved 11 ambulances being driven 1,200 kilometers from Mombasa in Kenya to Kampala in Uganda. Now, while officiating at the ceremony at the Ministry of Health headquarters today, Dr. Charles Olaro, the Director General of Health Services, said the needs for palliative care in Uganda are huge, with less than 11% of the 500,000 people in serious need of pain relief and palliative care accessing it.
The majority of palliative care patients are elderly, so we need to start preparing it and putting it in place so that by the time we need it, it's available. That's the call to all of us. Bedridden or too unwell to travel, yet communities which has not severely been constrained. So they are at home, they don't have transport, so we need these ambulances to be able to make that they're able to be reached. So these 11 ambulances directly address that need, that critical gap, that we enable community outreach and home-based palliative care and transport patients.
Dr. Tom Dioli, the chairman of Hope on Wheels organization, while handing over the ambulances, asked the Ministry of Health to make use of the ambulances as fast as possible because they have gone through hardships.
Along the way, we had a lot of challenges. So we planned to come here maybe in November of last year. The biggest challenges that we faced were put to us by the Ugandan government. The Ugandan government departments, and it's really sad to say this, you made it really difficult for us. There's so much help for Uganda. You should be welcoming. Welcome is not just words, and there are lots of words of welcome, and we appreciate that. But the door should be open. And so many times, the door has been closed in our face as we try to make this journey. And this is something Ministry of Health, in particular, needs to improve upon.